Today she was Eli Nish, my grandfather Shlomo Ben Yitzchak, whose yard site was today. It's still Ben Ishmasha, so it's still that should be Eliyahu Gumacher writes in the Sukkah Shalom that the most effective, the highest level of affecting an aliyah for neshama is to be osik in Talmud Torah Berabim between Mincha Maariv, to be mechaber the day and the night to Talmud Torah. So it should be a key of that recommendation. We began discussing last time the various tikkunim that we have for chatzer and amavoi, so let's just review what we saw, and then we'll move on from there. When it comes to a chatzer, if you have a chatzer sasam, a chatzer that's only open on one side, then the tikkun that is necessary is either a pastalid, a board that's four tvachim wide, or essentially two lechayayim, two pastim, which really means two lechayayim, of any width on either side. So pastalid on one side, or two lechayayim on either side. That's for a chatzer that's awesome, a chatzer that's open on only one side. A chatzer mefulash, a chatzer that's open on two sides, we saw that was a machlokas, the Mishnah Berurah, and the Chazanish. The Mashmos of the Ramah sounds like even there it's sufficient to have the two lechayayim on either side, and the Chazanish is adamant that that can't be. You need to have a Tzivus HaPesach on one side, and you can only rely on lechayayim on the second side. And that's as far as the Chatz is concerned. When it comes to a Mavoi, then a Mavoi Sasam, we pass in the Tikkun is either Balechi Okara, like a Hillel, and a Mavoi Mefulash, we pass in that you need a Tzivus HaPesach on one side and a Lechi Okara on the other side. There's a minority opinion we've shown him that we don't assume like, that Paskins like Shmuel, the Gemara there in Davav, that even for a Mavi Mefulash, you need a Dallas on one side in Carolina Tzivus HaPesach. But the way we pass in Shulchan Aruch is that all you need is a Tzivus HaPesach, not a Dallas on one side, and a Lechi Okara on the other side by a Mavi Mefulash. The Gemara also has a sugya there in Davav of Mavi Akum, not a non-Jewish Mavi, but a crooked Mavi, which we may touch on. We're not going to spend so much time on it, but the din la'alacha in a mavoi akum, a crooked mavoi, is that we view the bend as if it's opened up, and you need a tikkun there as well. So you need a tzivus ha-pesach at the bend, and then you can have a lechi okora at this entrance, and the Lechi Okora at that entrance, and you can use the Tzivus HaPesach to count for both sides. But we view this Mavoi Akum as if it's two Mavoas, each one open up, and you need a Tzivus HaPesach in the middle. Okay, so that's all a summary of what we discussed last time. Now let's move on to discuss how this is relevant L'maisa. So what emerges, really from Gemara's, but it's clarified in Siman Shin Samach Gimel Se'if Kavav, is that part of the definition of a Mavoi means Batim L'chatzeiros Tzuchim L'socho, that the Gemara's definition of a Mavoi requires a minimum of two Chatzeiros that open into the Mavoi, and a minimum of two vadim that open in to the two chatzeros. The Mishnah Berurah points out, just in terms of conceptualizing, why does this make sense? Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Kuf Beis, Siman Shin Samach Gimel Sif Katan Kuf Beis. So why is it that you need to have two chatzeros, and each chatzer has to have a minimum of two batim in order to qualify as a mavoi? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sipkatan Kuf Beis, Shnei Chatzeros, Hatam Bazeh, Mishum, Dehadhi Tira B'mavoi B'lechi V'kora. Why is it that the tikkun of a mavoi is more lenient, as we saw last time, than the tikkun of a chatzer? Machbas the yeshba riba diurim. A mavoi has a greater population. The aim of shamshavavatneya, and therefore doesn't have the kind of private use that you find in a chatzer kokach. Right, that's what we described last time, the Shuvas Rashba, that a chatzer requires a higher level tikkun of pastalin because of its more private function, as opposed to a mavi, which is a more public area that requires a lesser tikkun. If you don't have a minimum of two chaseros that open to the mavoi, so then that mavoi is a more private area. A mavoi that has less than shnei batim shnei chaseros tzucha v'socha is effectively a chaser as far as its usage. So the whole rationale for being makel to require a lower grade tikkun for a lechi doesn't hold where, a lower level tikkun for a mavoi doesn't hold where the mavoi has a minimal number of inhabitants. So if it's less than shnei batim, shnei chaseros, each, then that has the functional equivalent of a chaser that would therefore require a higher level tikkun. Okay, so that's what it says here in Shulchan Aruch and Sif Kavav, that the whole heter to rely on a lechi al karef mavi only applies if the mavoi meets all the criterion of a mavoi, including batim chaseros, tuchim l'socha, and if it falls short, then that defaults to a chaser and would require the higher level tikkun of a chaser. Rav Loi points out in the Sivas HaShabbos Perek Kaf Ha'ara Aleph, that this is true by any other area, any enclosed area that doesn't meet the criterion of a mavoi defaults to a chaser. So that would be true for a carpet as well. That would be true for a house as well, in theory, if you have a house with a pirtza. So any enclosed area that doesn't meet the criterion of a mavoi, there are only two types of areas where we have a tikkun. You have a mavoi and a chaser. So anything that's not a mavoi defaults to a chaser as far as the requirement of tikkun. Rabbi Bloy just wonders, and he leaves with the Sarachian, that in Svara, if that's the case, if you're going to operate with the Tshuva Sarashva Svara that the Mishnah Berurah does, that the rationale between the rationale for being Mechala between a Chatzar and the Mavi is based on Tashmish, right? A Chatzar has more private use than a Mavoi. Well, how does that work by a carpet? If you're going to tell me a carpet, because it doesn't have Shtei Batim, Shtei Chatzar, Sukhul and Socha, defaults to a Chatzar. Right? But a carpet isn't something that has private use, or a garden isn't something that people do private things in. So the svara doesn't really hold. So are you going to tell me, he leads us to the Sarfi in Ladina, so would you tell me that a carpet for a gina, a garden, where obviously you don't know Shteva, or Shteva, so there you still would rely on the tikkun of Alechi Bekorah, because there the Tashmish is more public? So no one talks about that. He's not saying that Lamaisa, but in Svara, it should follow that that should be the case. So he leaves that with a Tzarech Ian Ladina. Okay. And now we come to the Minog that the Ramah quotes, that to a very large degree renders everything we discussed until now functionally irrelevant. The Ramah writes in Sifka Vav, V'yesh Omrim, this is based on the Truma Sadesh and Sivan Ayin Dalit, V'yesh Omrim, D'noagina inna l'sakein kol hamavavos v'tzuras ha-pesach, that our practice now is not to rely on Alachi Okora, but to be misakin every mavi with the tzuras ha-pesach. D'chol hamavavos shalonu yesh lehem din chatzeras, that all our mavavos have a din of a chatzer. So there are actually two levels of chumrah here, which isn't so explicit, and we'll have to see in a moment the Truma Sadasha and then figure out where this all comes from. But the two levels of chumras that the two levels of chumra that the Rama records over here are: number one, we never rely on a tikkun for a mavoi of lechi v'kara, because we treat every mavoi as a chaser. But if I stop there, if I treat every mavoi as a chaser, so it would be sufficient to have a pastalid or shnei lechayayim. Right? You're going to tell me I don't treat it as a mavoi; I treat it as a chaser. Okay, so chaser requires pastalid or shnei lechayayim. And then the Rama says that our minhag is to always use the tzuras of Pesach. That's assuming that we treat everything as a pirtza yeser meyeser. All the tikkunim we discussed till now work if the pirtza is less than 10 amos. If the pirtza is more than 10 amos, you need the tzuras of Pesach. So it sounds like there's a double chumra here. Number one, never to rely on the tikkun of a mavoi. And number two, not even to rely on the tikkun of a chaser, but to insist on a tzuras of Pesach. Okay, let's take a look at what the Truma Sedeshen actually says, and the Heshtalshalis from that Truma Sedeshen to the Minhag of the Rama. Truma Sedeshen writes in Siman Ayin Dalet, Nidchakti Kitzas Kidei Liyashiv HaMinhag Berov Mekomos She'ein Nogin Lasas Hefshir Kol Mevor. So the Truma Sedeshen is responding to a Minhag that already existed in his time, where people did not use the Tikkunim of Chazal. They didn't use the tikkunim, the standard tikkunim for Mavi and Chazir. Rak, it's Tzuras HaPesach. Lo b'lechi b'korah, afil b'pachas me'aser. So people did not rely on a lechi b'korah, even for opening pachas me'aser. Where does that come from? So Tzuras HaDeshen acknowledges that this is a minhag, and he's trying post facto to justify the minhag. The Chaynir and Nachon V'Rai. So he says that it's an appropriate minhag. Kevan, Derov Ayaros Ata Mukafin Choma V'Yashav Ulbasov Fukaf. So first of all, most of our cities are walled. Okay. V'im Kain Kola Yir Harei Kechaser Shal Rabbi Sheinu Rebbe. So once the city's walled, then that gives it, that makes it more analogous to a chaser. The im came, habala sakin hamavoas shevesocha. So, if you treat it as a chaser and you want to be misakin the mavoas in the city, tzarich letakna kederech shemetaknin umachshirin kishabon lach lechaser achas shloshav arushuyas. So then you have to treat it like a chaser that you're subdividing to allow for tiltal in the chaser. So that's somewhat unclear. What does he mean? And how does that... So, first of all, Truma Sedeshen himself is not talking about a minhag to only use Tzuras HaPesach. Well, sorry. He says that the minhag was used in Tzuras HaPesach to the exclusion of Lachi V'Korah. So his explanation, at first glance, that we treat, since our cities are walled, we treat them as chaseros, that would explain on some level why you wouldn't rely on the tikkun of a mavoi, but it doesn't tell you why you wouldn't rely on the tikkun of a chaser. Right? He's saying the minhag was to use it as a pesach and then not lechi b'korah. But it doesn't sound that explanation fully accounts for the use of Tzuras HaPesach, just for why they weren't relying on Lechi B'Korah. It doesn't explain why they wouldn't rely on a Pastalit or Shnei Lechayayim. The Magen Avraham, in his analysis, Magen Avraham Sivkat and Kav Zayin, understands at least the first point of the Truma Sedeshen is focusing on what's the significance of the fact that it's a walled city. So the Magen Avraham sees that as significantly lav dafka. It's not so much that the city is walled, but that we don't have this kind of structure of Chazal's city planning of mevaos that have bate v'chaser tzuchu v'socha. That our cities are constructed the way you don't have streets that have chaseros that open to the streets and batim that open to the chaseros. We have houses that open straight into the streets without the chaseros. So the Magen Avraham seems to see that as the crux of the issue, not that it's walled per se, because most of our cities now are not walled, but the fact that we don't have that structure of batim v'chaseros tzuchim l'socha, which still accounts for the first point, is why we wouldn't rely on the tikkun of a mavli, but doesn't fully account for why we wouldn't rely on the tikkun of a chatzer. Okay, so that's the time. That's where we're getting to.
I'm saying the mitzvah of not doing it without the votes. Because when there's a mitzvah, why don't they use the tikkun of a mitzvah? Because it's not common.
Again?
When they have a mitzvah, they have a mitzvah, and they could be stuck in it with the tikkun of a mitzvah. So why are they not able to do so? It's saying they don't have enough votes. But when they have votes, why don't they? Why don't the Europeans do
this? Presumably, that since it's not common to have mavoos, then there's a minhag to not rely on the tikkun, even if you theoretically could have such a mavoi, because that would confuse people. That's probably the basis of the minhag, if that's the reason. But you're still missing half of the story. Why are we machmir not to use the tikkun of a chaser either? So the Taz writes over here, Sivkat and Yiches. Yesh lam din chaseros lefizeh hayolam l'sakim pasalim mitzad echad obeiz mashuyin echad l'chotzad. If that's the be-all and end-all, that our mevoos have a din of chaseros, so then use the tikkun of a chaser. Why are we insisting on the tzuras of Pesach? El dinira delone higi lasos kein Mishamavi Mufulash Shitzar Tzuras HaPesach. Ala what? It sounds like the minhag developed because there's a second level of concern. Number one, we treat our mevaos as chaseros. Number two, we don't want people to get confused between a mavoi mefulash and a mavoi sasa. If it's mefulash, you definitely need the Tzuras HaPesach. So we don't want to give people cause for confusion that sometimes you can use a tikkun of a pasta alid, and sometimes you have to use a tzuras HaPesach depending on whether it's mefulash or not. By the way, you see the Taz is assuming in his explanation here that by a chaser that's mefulash, you need a tzuras HaPesach, which is a chazanish. So the Taz says that's the basis of the second part of the minhag, that because you'll have a mavi mefulash that requires a tzuras HaPesach across the board, the minhag developed always to use a Tzuras HaPesach. Mm-hmm. Take a look at the Shaar HaTzion. And we're in Shin Samach Gimel Sif Kafav, Shaar HaTzion Sif Katan Ayin Zayin. There's Ayin Sif Kafav in Shulchan Aruch. Let's read the Mishaburah first. Mishaburah Sif Katan Kufir Aleph. Okay, Shin Samach Gimel Kufir Aleph. Mishaburah writes, "Kol Mevoos Shalanu, Hainu, Mishum De Mevoosenu, Ein Batim V'Chaseiros Tuchum L'Socha." That's the Magen Avraham. "V'Lachain, Ein Nitar V'Lachi V'Korah K'din Hatter Mavu. V'Avta V'Chaseir Sagi V'Shnei L'Chayayim, Mimnei Etzadim Lo Tzuras HaPesach." Okay, so that's the Taz Kasha. So why do you rely on the tikkun of a chaser shnei lechayayim? Mikol makom, mishum de lefamim hamavi mefulash mishnei tzadim. Sometimes you'll have a mavi that is mefulash. Ve'az bevadei tzarech lahachmir bo sheyitzarei tzuras HaPesach. And then you definitely need a Tzuras HaPesach. Ach be'ein batim v'katzeir tzuchim l'socha. Machmas shabirosha pasuch l'shisaram l'karmelis. Oh, the Taz didn't say this, but presumably who I did. And this is maybe the more common concern. Oh, shalaf amim rachav yosem yaser. Or you'll have an opening that's more than 10 amos, where you need a Tzuras HaPesach. There's a low plug, because sometimes you'll have the mavi of foolish we need a Tzuras HaPesach. Sometimes you'll have an opening more than Esther we need a Tzuras HaPesach. So that's a low plug that many develops will always require a Tzuras HaPesach. Okay, now, go back to the previous Sukkot in the Mishnah Berurah. Kol mivaros, bein sas mitzad echa, bein mefulish mishnei tzadim. So this minhag of always requiring a Tzuras HaPesach, of the minhag of treating our requiring a Tzuras HaPesach for all our mevaros, that applies whether it's sasim or mefulash, bein rachav et esar amos, bein yasar yasar amos, even if it's less than 10 amos. Says the Shaar Tzion Ayin Zayin, ach dimi magen avram mashma dein lahach mirakvim mavim mefulash v'lov sasim. So in the magen avram itself, it sounds like there's only reason to be machmer by mavi mefulash, debo sagi bishnei lechayayim bishnei tzadim, but by a right. The taz mashal lehed the daf mevoi sas mitzad efer and minag daf mitzvus a pesach. The taz mashal we just saw that you always need a mitzvus a pesach even by mavi sasim. Fine. That's what the Chai Adam writes as well in Simon Ayin Aleph. Othiyud Gimel, Sim Ayin Aleph Othiyud Gimel. That when the Turim Sedashin says the minhag developed because their cities were walled, that's lav dafka. Even if you have a city that's not walled, as was the case in Vilna, still, you should have a Tzuras HaPesach. Chazanish has a comment in Simon Sadi Oskaf Gimel, that nowadays, even in theory, if you could construct a mavoi that had batim v'chaseres tzuchim l'socha, right? So you're in your meisharim and you have, even there, you don't. It's rare to have a chaser that goes into maybe you could, if anything go into a mavoi, so there you might have batim open to chaser open to mavoi. So even if you have theoretically such a construction, but nowadays people don't use chaseros the same way that they used to, so the whole notion of a mavoi reflecting that kind of a structure isn't really relevant, and that's why we treat every mavoi as a chaser. Which effectively means, according to this minhag, that any tikkun made to enclose an area will always require Tzuras HaPesach. So the Gemara has the following. Take a look at that payment aleph. start from even with Rashi and Maskel Gzeira, a couple lines above the pictures and Tosos. First written line is Didmar. You have it? Hayim and Aleph, about halfway down, first written line is Didmar.
Okay.
Yeah? Didmar, Mavoi Shenifrat Mitzido Klapi Rosha. So you have a Mavoi that has a pirza on the side near the head of the Mavoi, meaning you had a Mavoi that a Mavoi Sasum. Okay, and then you had an opening over here and you made a Lechi as your tikkun for this Mavoi. Okay? And then a pierce that develops over here. So Mavoi Shenifras Mitzido Klapi Rosha. There's a pierce on the Mavoi, a gap opened up in that wall of the Mavoi opposite the or adjacent to the opening of the Mavoi. Imar Mishmeder of Ami Vervasi. Im Yesham Pastalid Matir Bipirza at Esser. So if there's a pastalid here, and if in this corner you still have part of the wall of at least four tfachim, and this area that is parots, that opens up, is less than 10 amos, then there's still a heter tiltil in the mavoi. Okay? Im yesham pastalid matir bepirza ad eser. If you have a pastalid there at the corner, then that pirza is less than eser, doesn't bother us. The imlav, but if you don't have a pastalid, if the solid area there is less than four tfachim, pachos mishlosha matir, shlosha ena matir. Then, if the pirza is less than three tfachim, you're okay, but if the pirza is more than three tfachim, you have a problem. Okay? So you have this mavoi that was all properly misukan, and then a pirza develops over here, so if the solid area over here is four tefachim or more, and the pirza is less than 10 amos, you're okay. If the solid area is less than four tefachim, then you have a problem if the pirza is more than three tefachim. So far, so good? Okay, why is that so? Take a look at Rashi. Matir bepirza. Afal gav shenishtayer shamadayin pirza ad eser. So even though you still have a pirza on the side of the mavoi up to 10 amos, as long as you have a pastality, you're okay. Dekevan deyesh hechsher orech mavoi minakora ad hapirza lo batale toras pesach mikama. That since you have a sheer hechsher mavoi, if you have that pastalid, then it's not mevatel the Torah's Pesach at the entrance to the mavoi. And therefore, Rashi the Rebbe Kora could have been a lechi just as well, is matir. Upirza hanoseres, and the additional pirza on the side, the additional pirza came in the lav yoser me eser taras pesach ala. So since it's less than 10 amos, it's considered a pesach and it's not a pirza. Umavui einu nifsal b'psacham harbi. The fact that there's another pesach, another doorway, doesn't bother us. A mavui can have multiple doorways. The inami shafki b'nei mavui piska kama. V'nafgu v'ayli behi pirtsa mishum d'derek sari hilahem. And even if the residents of the Mavoi are now going to enter the Mavoi on the side, until now you could only enter the Mavoi at the entrance because everything else was solid. Now you have an extra pierce on the side. So even if the B'nai Mavoi are going to enter on the side, the Derek Sari Ilam, because it's a shortcut, Afilo Hachi Lo Batla Torah Pesach Makarim in a Rishon Mishum Dahavi Pesach Dalit Mishum Dahavi Pesach. So that doesn't bother us because that additional doorway is considered a doorway that's servicing the past dalit. Ho, the dalit orach ruy in lakora the yesh ben hashemavi. Since dalit is itself the width that could justify independently a hashir mavi. So what is this reference in Rashi? That even if the people can use the side as a shortcut, it doesn't bother us because there's a pasdalid. So that is the Gemara in Daf Yud Amud Beis. Let's keep your finger there on Daf A and go to Daf Yud Amud Beis for a moment. So the Gemara here is also talking about a pirtsa in a mavli. I'm jumping in the middle about 50 lines down. The Leichush Dilma Shavik Piska Rabba V'ayav Piska Zuta. It's even with the Tosaf Yemaraskov of Mai 2 lines further. The Leichush Dilma Shavik Piska Rabba V'ayav Piska Zuta. Maybe we should concern that people are going to abandon the big entrance and go in the small entrance. Amr V'adav Masna Chazaka Ein Adam Maniach Pesach Gadol V'Nichas Pesach Katan. People don't do that. So how is this different than Ravami, Ravasi, and Dafei that we just saw? The Gemara here is talking about a case. The Gemara here is talking what we saw earlier, how to be misakein a mavi that's more than 10 amas wide, where you can have a pass of 2 amas and an airspace of 3 amas, all the various siyum in the Gemara that we discussed. We're talking about Omim Ruba. The Gemara says, but don't even know the problem. If you have any gap, maybe people are going to go through the narrow gap and not the big gap. So that we're not worried about. What about Rav Ami Vervasi? Where we are worried about people going in the side if you don't have a pastalit. Hasam kamimai bihilucha. Hachalo kamimai bihilucha. The problem by Rav Ami Vervasi is mimai bihilucha. What's the problem there? Look at Rashi. Maishtami Rav Ami Vervasi towards the end of the short lines. The Amri Le'el, the Mavui Shenifras Mitzido Klape Rosho Gimel Eino Matir, Afagav De'ein Pirsa Pchusa Me'eser Amos Aseres B'Mavui Ka'asri Le'inu Mishum Dilma Ayli B'Nafki Bahi Pirsa Shlosho Batel Kama Mipetach U'Batel Tikuno. So the concern is that if people are going to walk in that area, if it's a gap of more than 3 Tfachim, then it's going to be Mevatel the Tikun. Hasam ikal amechash lahachi mishum dahi pirtsa ketana mitzido shomavuhi umemati bihilucha. So there the pirtsa is on the side. Avahacha berosh mavuhu v'lomemati bihilucha. So what's the problem? That if the pirtsa is in the entrance, so people are going to be walking in through the entrance regardless. If the pirtsa is on the side, then they're going to walk in the side instead of the entrance. And that's going to compromise the tikkun, because that tikkun needs to be in the consciousness of the people who are walking into the mavui, so that they won't confuse the mavui with the rishis rabbim. So if you only walk in this way, everyone sees the tikkun, whether it's mishum mechitza heck or even mishum mechitza. If people are going to walk in the side, they won't realize there's a tikkun here, and that's a concern. So that's the Gemara's, that's the issue the Gemara raises of memai behilucho, that people are going to go in the wrong way. So the Rashi is saying, if you have a pastalid here, so pastalid itself can function as a tikkun, so we're not worried if people are going to walk in the side. But if you have less than a pastalid, then walking in this way is going to compromise the effect of the tikkun at the Rosh Hamavli. Okay, now we have to see a third Gemara, and then we're going to put everything together. Gemara and Daf Vav Min Aleph. As I start from the bottom of Hayman Base, you saw part of this already before. Very bottom of Hayman Base. Amar Rav Chanin Barava, Amar Rav, Mavu Shinifrath Mitzido, Be'eser. If you have a pirza on the side of a Mavoi, so that's a problem if it's 10 Amos. Meirosha Be'arba. But if you have a pirza at the entrance to the Mavoi, that's a problem, Bidalit Vachim. Okay, so a pierce of Dalit Vachim, Rosh HaMavoi, is going to be a problem. Maishna Mitzidah V'Eser, Darim Pischahu. So why is it that on the side it's only a problem if it's 10 Amos? Because less than 10 Amos is called a Pesach, not a Pirza. That's a doorway. Miroshanami name Pischahu, so tell me that even Barosh HaMavoi, it should also be considered a Pesach up to 10 Amos. So first Gemara says, Amar Rafuna Beidu Vishua Kigon Shinifet for Karen Zavis. Pischahu for Karen Zavis are the Inchi. In a Chanami, it's only a problem if it's Karen Zavis. But a regular pierce of Barosh HaMavoi is also okay up to 10 Amos. Rafuna Amar, Echazavi Echazavi Abba. Rafuna says no. Rafuna says that even a... Rafuna says that even... Rather, even a regular pirtz of Rosh, not only when it comes to Karen Zavis, but even a regular pirtz of Rosh HaMavoi is Bidalit Vachim. So Machlokas Rav and Rafuna is a shear for pirtz of Rosh HaMavoi, Dalit Vachim, or Eser Amos. Okay, let's go on a little. Like Rafuna, that Pirtzas Mavoi Berosho is Bidalit Vachim. The Itmar Mavoi Akum, the crooked Mavoi, Rav Amar Tarasa Kimufulash, Vishmul Amar Tarasa Kisasim. The Rav says we treat that as a Mavi Mefulash, and therefore you need a tikkun of the Tzuras HaPesach at the curve. And Shmuel says, Taras HaKesasim, you don't need a tikkun at the curve. The Mayaskinah. Ilei Mevioser Mi'eser. If we're talking about where the opening, the width of the curve is more than 10 Amos, V'halei Meshmuel Taras HaKesasim, so then no one could say it's Tarasa Kisasim. Elav Eser, become a Rav Tarasa Kisasim Foolish. Alma Pirsis Mavi Mitzido, Vidalit. Ruchanam Barav Hashani Hasim Dekav Baki Barabim. No. That's different because it's Baki Barabim. There are people traveling through it. And that's what creates the pirza. Mechlad Rufuna Sarva Afagad Velobaki Barabim, Maishnam the Ravami Ravasi. So, how is this different than Ravami Ravasi, our original din, where if you have a pirza even less than 10 hours is going to pose a problem at the side of the Mavoi, if you don't have a pastalid? Hasandika Gedudi, Hacha Deleka Gedudi. So if there are pieces of the wall that are protruding out, that's going to prevent people from walking through. There's no Bikiyas Rabim. And where there's no Bikiyas Rabim, then a Pirtsa of less than 10 Amos is not going to concern us. So the distinction the Gemara makes here at B'maskana, this is what we need to take back to the Gemara in Dafei, Ravan Ravasi, is that if you have, in this case over here, right? So the Gemara says, Ravan Ravasi, if you have a pastalid, so then you're okay. If you don't have a pastalid, then this pirtsa poses a problem, even if it's less than 10 Amos, right? So the Gemara is saying over here in Daf Vav, that's only if it's a Baki Rabbin. It only poses a problem if people walk through it. If people walk through it, so then a pirtsa of Gimel Tzvachim is going to pose a problem, but see those Shalmavoy. If people don't walk through it, if it's not Baki but Rabbin, then you're okay. Okay, so to review what we saw so far, you have the Gemara first in Daf Hey, Ravami Ravasi, this case, that if you don't have a Kastalid, then any pierce on the side of the Mavoi more than 3 Tvachim is going to be a problem. The Gemara Daf Yud indicates the reason that that's a problem is because it's going to be Mema'i Behiluchot. People are going to walk through over here and not realize that there's a Tikkun on this side. And what emerges from the Gemara Daf Vav is that it's only a problem if Baki Barab. Okay? We'll have to discuss what the parameters of Baki Barabim are, but let's leave it there for the moment. Now take a look, if we're still in Daf Vav, take a look at Rashi Dibur Maskil Nichlal D'Rafuna. The Gemara just said, Mechlal D'Rafuna holds that even if it's low Baki Barabim, a Pirtsa B'tzido is a problem even less than Esther. Says Rashi, Mechlal D'Rafuna, Afil B'Pirtsa D'Lo Baki Rabim, Kigon, what's a Pirtsa D'Lo Baki Rabim? Kigon Sheprutsa L'Maka Metunath. It opens into a garbage dump. O L'Maka Mekulkal B'Chasivitit, or a place full of cement and a non-traversable area. People wouldn't walk that way. Asinami verba. Now the Gemara says, not necessarily. But Rashi here is telling you that the Baki Barabim that we're concerned about in this context means what's not Baki Barabim? You have an area that's a garbage dump, you have an area that's full of tit, that people are not going to walk through, so that's considered low Baki Rabim. So Rashi's mashma, at first glance, that anything short of that is considered Baki Rabim. It's not Baki Rabim if it's Metunaf, if there's tit. But anything short of that, if it's shy enough to walk through it, even if people aren't necessarily walking through it, that still may be considered Baki Barabim. I mean, the stam is that it's Baki Rabim unless there's something preventing the rabbin from walking through. Take a look back to Shulchan Aruch now. Take a look at Simen Shin Samechei Sif Beis. Let's just start with Sif Aleph for the flow. Did Mavi Shinifretz. So this is our sugi here in Dafe. Mavi Shinifretz Bo Pirtsa Mitzido Klafi Rosho. So that's Sir from Amir Vasi. You have a Mavi that has a Pirtsa on the side near the opening of the Mavi. Im Nishar Omeid Barosho Pas Racha Dalet Tvachim Mutter. So if you still have a Pas Dalet there at the corner, then it's Mutter. The Hu Shalote appears to Yisrael Yud, as long as that appears is not more than 10 Amos. Vimlo nishar pas dalid, but if you don't have pas dalid, aser, elin kain, haisa pirsa, pachas migibel tvachim. So if you don't have a pas dalid, a pirsa more than three tvachim is going to pose a problem. Okay, that's Rav Ami Rav Asi. Sif beis, nifras mitzido, shalo klapi rosho, shi'uro biyud, excuse me, afilu lo nishtayer minakosel biyisod klon. So, if there's a pirtza on the side, so the Mishnah Berurah points out in Sukkot Zayin that this lashon of shelo klapi rosho is really lav dafka, because it's the same din as sefalif, even klapi rosho. But if you have a pierce on the side, the shear is yud, where v'hu delo baki barabim. What this sif is telling you is that if you have a pierce on the side of a mavoy and it's lo baki barabim, rabim aren't going to walk through that pierce. So then you're okay up to 10 amos. Sif Aleph is talking about Baki Rabim. That's where a pierce is going to be a problem if you don't have a pas dalid. And Sif Beis is talking about where it's low Baki Barabim. Okay? Take a look at the Be'er Halacha, the low Baki Barabim. I am Mishnah Berurah. V'hu mi perish Rashi. So Mishnah Berurah quotes Rashi's pshat, Mishnah Berurah sifkat and tes, amakam the tunaf o mekulka. The ayin pi megadim, shirto lomar, diladat salavush, afilu ein sham refesh betit, kol she ein derech rabim labor sham, nikir labaki rabim. So Be'er Halacha says, Rashi's mashma, that is lo... anything short of refesh v'tit is considered baki barabim. And Levush says no. Levush says, even if there's nothing stopping people, but lemaisa is not an area that people would walk through, that's considered lo baki barabim. Uke'ein zem asasi ben irucham, shehetik neim rezu, the kasaf sherabim nifnasim botadir. Mashma, the kol shelo haya bofen zeh, mikri lo baki barabim. Beni Ruchim sounds like, as long as people aren't frequenting the area, even if there's nothing stopping them per se, that's considered lo baki barabim. The Afshar, the Gandas Rashi Kenu. And maybe Rashi's on Dafka. Afshar Rashi, call a bazaar, filo echa shapirsa hu negan makam shirabim hokum sham, akka esa, eko of whom achmas rafesh vatid, achar kachmas. So maybe Rashi means that if it's a place where people otherwise would be walking through, and there there's refesh v'tit, that's lo baki barabim. But in a chanami, if it's a place that people would never walk through, even without refesh v'tit, it's also lo baki barabim. So he thinks Rashi might be lav dafka, you can't necessarily make that diuk. Okay, so that's the machlokas. Pashas is a machlokas Rashi ben Yerucham. The Be'er Halacha thinks that maybe you could get out of it, maybe even Rashi could read the ben Yerucham, that baki barabim doesn't require an actual physical minia that would prevent the rabbi from walking through. In the English Erevin book, on page 228, they quote from Shlomo Miller of Toronto that you could be makel like the Be'er Halacha here, like the Rabbi Yerucham, like the Makilim, in the definition of baki barabim. Why is Baki Barabim so significant? Take a look at the Sharet Siyun Sivkat and Ches. Ube'ez achronim ra'isi atam mishum da'az havi b'chlal mavi mefulash. That if it's Baki Barabim, then that makes it into a mavi mefulash. Meaning you have people that are walking in this way, you have people walking in that way, that's basically a Mavi Mefulash. With the Sefer Shabbos Reisi, Shekishabaki Rabin Bidarach Hazeh, Chayshinan Sheyikseru Darkam, we're concerned they're going to make a shortcut. Loyel Chubu Pesach Hamav, Vishavon Lachi Vakora. And they're not going to go in the main door, the main entrance. Velo Avid, the Lokish and Isha Verosha Pasal Tvachim, Lo Chayshinu Lazeh. Kipesh Rashi Bidafei, Matri Pirza, that we know. Where you have a pastalid, it doesn't bother us that they're going to go in this way and not see the front door. So why, if you have less than a pastalid, is that going to... I mean, even if you have a pastalid, and it's... Even if it's Baki Barabim, we're not concerned about the people bypassing the main door. Okay. And just back to Rashi, the Marsham, she was Marsham Chelet Bey Simon Ayin Vav. She was Marsham Chelet Bey Simon Ayin Vav. He's Mesupik in Rashi, what Rashi's Kavana is, whether, let's say you don't have a Kiyas Rabbi, but it's not dirty, the Rabbi could, they just don't, is that, that's the Ber Lach of Suffolk, what Rashi really means, and Marsham discusses that as well. So we began by noting the Chumrah that the Ramah records based on the Chumrah Sadeshen, that we treat all of our Mivoas nowadays as a Chatzer, which is a Chumrah that we require a higher level Tikkun. Then there's a second level of Chumrah that we don't even rely on the Tikkun of a Chatzer, we require Tzuas HaPesach, fine. But the first level of the Chumrah Sadeshen is that we treat all of our Mivoas as Chatzeros Lechumra. So what about where treating a Mavi as a Chatzir results in a Kula? Do we also treat a Mavi as a Chatzir Lekula? So that relates to the following question. This din appears as Mavoi, that if you have a pierce of the Tzido of a Mavoi in this Tzir, as long as a pirtza is more than Gimel Tvach, you have a problem, even if it's way less than 10 Amos. Does that then only apply to Mavi? Does that then apply to a Chatzer as well? And if it applies to a Chatzer, sorry, if it doesn't apply to a Chatzer, then it's only a din for a Mavi. So then, once we say that we treat our Mavos as Chatzeros, does it also now entail a Kula, that we don't have to worry about the din of Pirtzas Mavoi? Right? This is a major consequence, because if you're constructing a community Eruv and you're relying on Tzuas HaPesach, can you have a gap? You're not going to have a gap of 10 Amos, but can you have a gap of 5 Tvachim? What? I'm sorry?
How would we be allowed to do that? We're saying it's the minimum.
How would we be allowed to do what?
Saying if it's all pimidic, but Icaradin.
Yeah. Halacha is not actually a chatzah.
I'm sorry?
The halacha is not that it's an actual chatzah, they're just knowing for themselves.
Well, in 95% of the cases, it's not really a mavi because you don't have batim chaser tzuchim l'zocha.
5% would be also.
Or 1%. Okay,
well,
so
whatever. Maybe not do so.
Okay, fine. So in a chanami, if you have something that's a real mavoi, then maybe in a chanami. But let's deal with the first issue first. Assuming that this din of Pirsus Mavoi doesn't apply to a chatzer, then what's its relevance nowadays to our pseudo mevoas? So there's an analogous question, which is what's the din of a chatzer akum? We just discussed the din of a mavoi akum, which requires a tikkun in the corner of a source of Hesach. What about a chatzer akum? So take a look in the Mishnah Brura Shin Samach Gimel Kafir Aleph, which we started before. See, right, this is before the Pei Beis and the Sharitzian. V'nei v'mevoas shalanu anal she'eid batu v'chatzeres tucham l'socho. Im hum mavoi akum. So our mevoas, which aren't really mevoas, let's say it's crooked. Yesh deyes ben achronin im tzarech lasas tikun bat mimusa. So do we have to be machmir to treat? We're already machmir to treat as a chaser. Do you have to be machmir to treat as a mavoi also to require tikun at the bend? Kedina mevor lekamam misimin shin tzarech dalas of gimel. Yesh lomar kevin de ikarad din. Yesh lo din chaser. So do we say, since me'ikra din it's a chaser, because you don't know about the chaser, it's tukul asocho. Ein tzarech shem tikun sham. V'day v'masha osa tikun v'shnei rasha. And you don't need a tikun v'ak mimuso. Yesh mechmir b'zeva minag lahakil. So here the Mishnah Berurah says that if you have that which is me'ikra din a chaser, it looks like a mavoi, but it's not by the chaser, it's not really a mavoi. So you treat it as a chaser. So usually treating it as a chaser is a chumrah. But here, treating it as a chaser could also be a kula, that you don't have to make a tikkun back mimuso. So Mishmur says, machlokes achronim, and the minig is to be makel on that we treat it as a chaser, vein le kula, vein le chumra. Yeah, in a chanam, if you had a real, authentic mavoi that was by the chaser, you'd have to be machmir.
So it's discussing the minhag, turning it halacha.
Okay, well, it's more than.
If it was just a minhag, it would be minhag.
The minhag would be relevant where you have a me'ikra din mavoi, which you kamat don't have. But there's also the second part of the minhag of always using mitzvah of Pesach, which is independent of whether it's a mavoi or a chaser.
So the discussion is.
Discussion here is that we treat all our mavois as chaseros. So, are we willing to say it's a chaser bein l'kula bein l'chomer?
We're saying the minhag became actual halacha, correct?
What do you mean?
The minhag that they have to treat was a chaser. What's that? Yeah, to treat them.
To treat as well as a chaser. The Truth Hadashi records this minhag with. But the explanation is that in most cases you don't even need to go out a minute because it's a chaser anyway. The minute we cover those cases where maybe it's mikra din amav. But then there's a second level of minhag to misak everything with the tzur tzabesach, which is definitely just a minute.
Why would you say you treat like a mavoi?
Because it looks like a mavoi.
It looks like a mavoi and the minhag. And what?
Why do you say you treat it like a mavoi?
You never have a minhag to treat it like a mavoi. So
you never.
Where did it come from?
It looks like a mavoi. What?
Concept.
Okay.
It's a minhag to treat a chaser, but
okay.
It's a minhag to treat a
okay.
Halacha like a mavoi. So how would you say an halacha or a halacha?
Fine. Okay.
I'm just saying, where does the chaser come from? You say, obviously, if you can't.
Okay, because it. So maybe since it looks like a mavoi, you should be machmer in both directions. It'd be machmer to treat as a mavoi, even if there are technical reasons why it can't be a mavoi. Okay, nechanami. The Taz writes in Simen Shim Samachay Sifkata and Beis and Gimel that There's no such din. There's no requirement of. There's no din of pirsas chatzer. Taz beizlin and chatzer ein nisr machmas baki rabim. Gimo afagav del elbum lavli posel baki rabim. Kali yin chatzer lo mashepina baki rabim. Okay, so there's no din of, when it comes to a chaser, a real bona fide chaser, there's no din of pirtsas gimel posing a problem. Magen Avraham is specific about this. Magen Avraham in Sefkat and Hay. Sefkat and Dalet, sorry. Sarach Ion the Mivoas Shalanu Im Yesh Lehem Din Chaser Le'inyan Zeh. But Sarach Ion, whether our Mivoas are considered to be a Chaser Le'inyan Zeh. Yeah. Ta says that the Din of Pirtsa Betzido doesn't apply to a Chaser. Magen Avraham says, okay, but how do we treat our chaseros or our mivoos as far as this din is concerned? So, okay, the mivoos shalanu in yesh lehem din chaser lenyan zeh. So, do we treat our mivoos as a chaser lekula that there's no requirement of, or there's no problem of pirsa? Who had din be'irbu kaveskoma v'nifretz ba pirsa b'dal tzvachim v'baki b'rabim v'didan d'kayim v'landi yesh lehem din chaser. Sarach Ion im Yehei Mutter v'yesh lahakner. So Magen Avraham leads us to Sarach Ion. Are we makel to treat our mivoos or our cities as a chaser, not to be bothered by a pirtzas dalet, a pirtzas more than gimel tefachim, where it's vaki b'rabim? Magen Avraham says v'yesh lahakner. The Mishnah Brura in Shin Samachay Sekat and Yud quotes the Magen Avraham Safek. Shin Samachay Sekat and Yud, he quotes the Magen Avraham Safek. But in Sekat and Yud Zayin, he just quotes the Taz that there's no din of Pirtsa B'chaser without raising the issue of the Magen Avraham. Again, Magen Avraham's bottom line is Sarach Ion V'yesh L'Hachmir, that in our cities, when you are creating a Tzuras HaPesach Erev, you have to treat everything L'chumra as a mavi as well, le'inyan the din of pirtsa b'tzido, and therefore to avoid a pirtsa of dal tefachim. The Eben Ozer actually thinks that that's true anyway. Be'chazer, Eben Ozer thinks that the din of pirtsa mavi, the pirtsa dal does apply to a real chazer. Okay. Bereshitu thinks that l'chachila this is one should be machmir l'chachila based on like the Magen Avraham in a city Erev to avoid having a pirtsa more than dal tefachim where possible. Sometimes as we'll see it may not be possible, but at least l'chachila. That's the Chavinish writes as well in Simen Ayin Tes Os Aleph. Chavinish Simen Ayin Tes Os Aleph that you could be mekel b'shas atzak. But Hamachmir Tavo Alav Bracha. In the Sefer Kiryas Ariel, Sefer on Hilchos Tchumen, written by Rabbi Ephraim Buchwald from Bnei Brak, not to be confused with Rabbi Ephraim Buchwald of Enjap. Rabbi Buchwald from Bnei Brak is the annotator of the nice Bali Nefesh LaRaivid.
Oh, yeah.
So he also wrote this very nice Sefer on Hilchos Tchumen, Kiryas Ariel. He's also contributed to the Torah Mada Journal, as I'm sure many residents of the Nebrak are. So he has, in the Kiryas Ariel, page Resh Tzadi Dalet, in his discussion about whether you're allowed to walk from Bnei Brak to Bellinson Hospital in Petah Tikva on Shabbos, he has a little bit about the Petah Tikva Erev, and he writes that they're very impressed with how the Petah Tikva Erev is run, and he has a number of things that he likes about it. And he mentions in that discussion, quoting Rav Yashiv, that you shouldn't leave any pirtza when you're making a community Erev, even less than 10 amos. And that's b'chlal, the chum of the Ramah, to only rely on Suras HaPesachs. Meaning, when the Ramah says, we don't rely on Lechis, we only rely on Suras HaPesachs, he also means to say, you shouldn't rely on pirtzas of Dalat Tvachim either. And that's the minhag Rav Shechter quotes Rav Shlomo Kluger as a tshuva, Aleph HaShlomo Siman Kuf Nun Tes, where the Shoel suggested the following, that I have to talk about this next. What kind of tikkun do you need? So let's say you have pilush. Actually, we'll get to Shlomo Kluger afterwards. So you have pilush. You have a pirtza bitzida. Okay, so you have a mavi with a pirtza bitzida, or for machmir for chazir with a pirtza bitzida. Mm-hmm. So what kind of tikkun do you need? So if you plug it up, obviously that's fine. But short of plugging it up, what kind of tikkun would be sufficient for the pirtz of the tzida? To take a look in the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Yud Aleph, Sintam A, Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Yud Aleph. Sarach L'Tachna Sham, that you have to make a tikkun on this pirtz. Hainu Sheyimad Tenu Bidalat Vachem, so either get rid of the gap, oh, Sheyas Hashem Tzuras HaPesach, or you have to make a Suras HaPesach. That is the base mayor. Look at the Be'er Lachi here. Tzarech L'tachno Sham. Ayin Pi V'gadim Shemitzadeh Dafilu Pasuach L'Karmelis Yesh Lomer D'Bevata L'Pesach V'tzarech Tikun Sham V'yeira D'Bitikun Lechi Okor Hashem Sagi Tzarech Pi V'gadim. All you need is Lachim Kor, you don't need a Suras HaPesach. But in this case, Pirtzas Mavi Mitzido, you don't need a Suras HaPesach on the side, all you need is a Lachim Kor. Uvishachan Aruch HaGraz, Yalta Rebbe Kasav, Shedino Kamavi Mefulash. No, it has the din of a Mavi Mefulash. Shetzara Suras HaPesach Mitzad Echad, V'Lachim Kor Mitzad Hasheni. What difference does it make if the opening is opposite the front entrance or on the other side? So Mavi Mefulash. Mavi Mefulash, you need a Suras HaPesach on one side, Lechi Bekar on the other. The Yadua Shet Suras HaPesach Mitzad Echad, Mitzad Hasheni Lechi Bekar, but Mavi Mefulash, Shu Afilu, Kishem Mefulash Lebeka. And the Beis Meir says you need a Suras HaPesach. Quoting a ritva, even if you have a Suras HaPesach at the entrance to the Mavli. So three possibilities. Either all you need is a Lachi Okara, that's the Prima Gadam, or the Alter Rebbe, that you need a Suras HaPesach somewhere, but the Suras HaPesach either could be here or could be here. So if you have a Suras HaPesach here, all you need is a Lachi here. And the Beis Meir says, no, even if you have a Suras HaPesach here, you still need a Suras HaPesach on this side. Right? And this is basically the Machlokas Rishonim. The Ritva that the Beis Meir quotes, And the Rashba say you need a Seiros HaPesach regardless. Rashba Dibur Maskil Mavoi. And the Tosas Rid, Moshe talks about the Tosas Rid, Moshe's Moshe Simon Yod, there seem to be contrary indications in the Tosas Rid whether you need a Seiros HaPesach or it's sufficient to have a lefty O Korah. Shlomo Zalman has a tshuva. Chelik Beis Mincha Shlomo Simen Lamites Os Gimel. Chelik Beis Mincha Shlomo Simen Lamites Os Gimel. He quotes these shitos. And he thinks I'm established like the Alter Rebbe, that you need a Seiros HaPesach somewhere. If you have a Seiros HaPesach in the entrance, you don't need it on the side. You need a Seiros HaPesach somewhere. And he says that lichachila, you should probably have a Seiros HaPesach in both. But right, the Megin Yerushalayim is that where you can't put a Seiros HaPesach in the Pirtzos, because there are Pirtzos that open into non-Jewish property, and the non-Jews would mess up the Seiros HaPesachs. So then you can assume, like the Alter Rebbe, and have a lechi there as long as you have Seiros HaPesach elsewhere. Mm-hmm. But that he thinks is the minimum. I mean, you definitely need a Seiros HaPesach somewhere. He quotes the Nesivus in his Tikkun Erevin. The Nesivus has a small essay on Hilchos Erevin called the Tikkun Erevin, which we'll be quoting a lot of when we get to Seiros HaPesach. So he writes very strongly that you need a Seiros HaPesach at least somewhere. No one's Mako, he thinks, less than that. So Shlomo Zalman writes that years ago they weren't makid about that in Yerushalayim, and they would use a lechi on both sides of a pirtza. He doesn't know what they relied on. Because even if they're not directly opposite each other, still it's a din of Mavim HaFulish. Mavim HaFulish doesn't mean that the two openings have to be mamish opposite each other. Even if they're on different sides, that still is a din of Mavim HaFulish. Okay. And then the English Erevin book they quote from Bavel Yashiv, that even as far as the Minhag of the Ramah, that we always need a Seiros HaPesach, that applies here also. The Minhag of the Ramah, to always use the Seiros HaPesach, even applies to a Pirtza Bitsido, that the Pirtza Bitsido has to be Mutukan Ayidei Seiros HaPesach. And he could have said that the Minhag of the Ramah is only talking about the Pesach Hamav. But Yashiv's quote is saying that even on the Pirtza Bitsido, you always need a Seiros HaPesach. Right, so the Shlomo Kluger was asked, or had the following, the Shoal said this, and he writes that he thought about this himself when he was younger, and he had the Haskama of the Yeshuas Yaakov, that let's say you have a Pirtza Stalid in one of our cities. So if you're going to be Machmir, you have to do something about that Pirtza. Right? So the suggestion was that you don't need a Seiros HaPesach. Why? Because Manav Shach. If you're going to treat it as a Chaser, if you're going to, if you're going to treat it as a Chaser, so the Pirtza doesn't bother us. Right? Pirtza Pachas Mi'eser, and a Chaser isn't a problem. Ella what? You're going to be Machmir and treat it like a Mavli, where Pirtza is a problem. When it comes to a Mavoi, all you need is a Lechi. It says as follows. Shaul says, Manosha, Ibevos, Jalanu Nechshavim Kechatseiros, Pirtza Pachas Miyasa Enamazaklam. Vim nechshavin kemavoi, if it's like a mavoi, then sagi b'tzad achav and suras ha-pesav, b'tzad ha-sheni tikkun kolshu. If it's a mavoi, so what's it by mavoi mefulash? Then all you need is a suras ha-pesav on one side, you can have a lechi on the other side. So he says that the Shuas Yaakov agreed to this, and then in the Kehillah of Chernobyl, the rabbi wanted to be Mako, and the Shlomo Kluger responded that you could be Mako, and someone was tumulting against the rabbi. They wrote to the Chasam Sofer, and the Chasam Sofer agreed to Shlomo Kluger, and then that made them happy. He says, if you already had a tikkun of a suras ha-pesach, so then that's not right to get rid of it. But if you're starting from scratch, you're making a tikkun for the pirsa b'tzido, then you don't need to have a suras ha-pesach. You can rely on alachi. The Rosh Hashanah told me that here in the local area, there are a couple places where they tried to put a suras ha-pesach to avoid any gaps, and the people were vandalizing the suras ha-pesachs. So in a couple places, they had to be mekel to allow for a pirsa stalid, to allow for a pirsa stalid. Mm-hmm. But if you put a lechi on the side of the building there without a suras ha-pesach, then no one will notice. So then, according to Shlomo Kluger, you're fine. Uh-huh. You're fine anyway.
Very good.
Okay. Just one final point, and we'll close. Sorry for going overtime. In the English Erevin book, they have a chiddush. I think a chiddush that they quote from David Feinstein, that even though the minhag is not to rely on any tikkunim, but in a chatzer, right, there are two levels of minhag again. We treat them obviously as a chatzer, and even a chatzer we insist on a suras ha-pesach. But if in the chatzer there's a pre-existing tikkun, you can rely on that pre-existing tikkun, because the minhag is not to make a tikkun, but the tikkun is already there, then you can rely on it. So let's say you have two houses that are next to each other, next door neighbors, and there's a fence in the that encloses their backyards, but there's an opening between the two houses. And so you need to make a tikkun in order to carry in the backyard. You have to close off the opening between the two houses. Let's say you have two gutters that are on the sides of each house that could function as a lechi. So since those are already there, then that's a good enough tikkun for a chatzer, and you don't have to make a suras ha-pesach. He quotes them for David Feinstein. So I asked Rav Schechter about that. He didn't think that was correct. He said, when you make a suras ha-pesach, you put up two lechis, and oh, you already have two lechis. So you don't have to do anything else. You don't have to put the kanal gabei. Okay, I haven't seen that anywhere else, but he has that in the same here quoting from David Feinstein. Okay, stop here. Next time we're going to start Suras HaPesach, so I'll send you more comments on that.